that started quick.
We're
came
live.
Up, came up on us live.
Everyone's welcome. Turning their speakers down.
Bacon Smiles Podcast, episode 39.
Almost as many episodes as Super Bowl.
That's right. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
That's right. All right. So we're going to get started. We're going to do a little breakdown. So the breakdown is going to go like this. I got a little prayer request, stuff going on. And then we got confirmation class coming up this weekend. Yeah. First weekend, Advent.
Christmas That's right. is coming.
And Thanksgiving was last week.
Mm-hmm.
I ran in the Thanksgiving Day race.
Can't wait to hear about that.
Running is a strong word. and then you have a funny story.
Yep.
Which then will lead into a music segment with Evan. And then the gospel of the day, Fishers of Men, right?
Excellent.
Pretty good. And then Saint of the Day, Saint Joseph Marchand. I'm terrible with names, by the way. And then News of the Weird. Cool.
Excellent. Sounds great.
All right. So I normally end a lot of podcasts by saying, send us your prayer requests. Mm. We'd love to shout them out on the podcast. This week, I have one of my own. If you all could take some time this week and pray for my family, especially my mother, my Aunt Teresa, my mom's sister, passed away on Tuesday. This was my mom's last remaining sister. Her other sister died many years ago. And my Aunt Teresa, it was expected. She spent the last few weeks in hospice care. And so we knew it was coming. It still stings, still hurts. Something really cool happened where my mom called me and said, hey, the nursing home, the convalescent home called. It's going to happen soon. I said, did they get in touch with a priest? And she was like, no, I didn't even think of that. Anyway, and so I reached out to a friend of mine who's a priest, and he said, hey, I'm down in Stanford along with all of the other priests in the archdiocese. We have a pretty major meeting today. And I was like, oh, good. but I was able to actually reach out to priest in Tallent, and that's where the convalescent home was. So I left a message for them on the message system, like emergency. Hey, if you're needing a priest, emergency, leave a message. So I did that, called me back like 5 minutes later and said, I can be there in a few minutes. So I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
He made it there, and she passed away like 10 minutes later.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
So just, you know, God working in that moment and just was able to get us, you know, a priest. So, super thankful for that. And I'm really going to, really appreciating all your prayers. I know they're going to come, and just pray for my Aunt Teresa. She's at peace now, not suffering anymore. And pray for my mom. It's a rough time. Pray for my brother. He has been through a lot. With this, he was her power of attorney. He had to make all, like, the medical decisions. And when it came to hospice, it kind of fell down on him with all the decisions. And that's a huge burden to carry. And I love my brother. He's been amazing to me, supportive, been there for me in many ways. So if you could pray for him, my brother Brian. He was very, very close with my Aunt Teresa. And he needs our prayers. And I just appreciate all the prayers because I know they're going to come. You guys are prayer warriors. You will storm the gates of heaven with your prayers. And we need it. We need it right now. So it's kind of a heavy topic and still super fresh. And it's been rough. It's been a rough few days from me and my family. But take solace in the fact that I'll see her again in heaven.
Yeah.
You know, that's the greatest gift of being Christian is the fact that I know I'll see her again in heaven. So
life doesn't end here.
No, it doesn't. And just the glory of God and knowing that she received her final blessing, you know, 10 minutes before she passed. So that final bit of grace. That God gives us here on earth. So, not to dwell on loss, but it reminds me of when my other aunt, my Auntie Nat, passed away. She was my godmother, and the morning that she passed, I became a godfather. So I saw my niece, Kayanna, baptized, and being anointed with the oil. And then later on that day, I saw my Aunt Annette get anointed with the oil and receive the last rites. So kind of like that huge circle of life in our Catholic faith.
Yeah.
You know, so that just popped into my mind. To be able to see that and experience that is that, like, blessing in the curse, you know, like the light in the darkness. but just makes you think, like, what do people do who don't believe? Like, where do they find that solace? Where do they get that healing in the loss? So I just pray for them. Yeah. You know, I pray for the people who are hurting right now, because
that's a tough time of year, too, especially for non-believers, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
When you're missing someone, and with the holiday season coming up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of joy that comes out of the season, but for people that are missing someone,
yeah,
it just adds on additional weight.
Yeah, and you're missing, you're used to seeing them, and the Christmas season has been a lot different, you know, losing family members and people moving away and just getting older and stuff like that. But we used to do Christmas Eve at my Aunt Teresa's house and big family dinner and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be different. And my brother goes down and sees my parents. So my parents, near my mom, will be able to have that joy of my brother being down there for Christmas and stuff.
She'll be nice.
Yeah. So, anyway, just pray.
Yeah.
For my mom and my Aunt Teresa and my brother, and just storm heaven with your prayers. I need them. So, thank you, because I know that you will. All right. As we start off on a somber note, let's go to something
thankful and joyful. And
how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. Got to have dinner with Jen's family.
Okay.
Went over to her parents' house, and then we went from there over to my parents' house. We had dessert. Cool. So we're just bopping from house to house and nice. Just spending some hours there. And it was funny because I ended up, when I got to my parents' house, I ended up passing out on their couch, like, later on in the evening, just after eating.
Yeah.
Just was really comfy and tired and fell asleep. Ended up finding out that my family's, like, standing over me, Snapchatting videos and putting, like, filters on my face.
Framings and stuff, yeah.
So I wake up and they're giggling and standing over me with their phones, and Jen's nowhere to be seen. She goes, "Sorry, I was in the other room." So it was funny.
I guess that's a little easier to deal with than like what happened when we were kids, where people would draw on your face with like a magic marker.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not as bad.
Nothing to wash off, you know.
But yeah. But a picture lasts forever.
Yeah. 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 but yeah, I did end up laughing about that. So, but yeah, it was good. And then we loved being able to see you guys on Friday night too. And
that was really cool.
Little Friendsgiving get together.
That was awesome.
So how about you? What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
So for Thanksgiving dinner, we went over to the Pigots. So Kathy and Dave are always gracious, and they always had me over after my parents moved to Thanksgiving, and they let me bring Buster. So that, like, started the tradition of, like, if I'm going to go to somebody's for the holiday, I'm going to take my dog because, you know, he's family. And so
now you got Zoe too.
Yeah, and so now it was an off year for Eva's family. Again, my family lives in Florida. Eva and I and Zoe were able to go to the Pigots, and it was just awesome. And Zoe got kind of passed around the table, and it was just so great. And everyone was holding her. We played some games after dinner, and it was just really awesome. And there's this picture of Buster who, like, made himself like a bed out of pillows, like, on the couch, like, curled up. He's a bit spoiled.
A little bit.
Yeah. He's well loved.
Yeah.
just the outpouring of love in that house and just super thankful. And, it's all about that spirit of giving and family. And that's what you know, sometimes family is more than just who you're related to. And mm-hmm. The Pigots are definitely my family. Mm-hmm. I love them to death. And
they're just great people.
Just amazing, amazing people. And yeah, and for them to just... all are welcome, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just and my family has grown and they're still welcome. Yeah. You know, I do think at this point they would be okay if I didn't go, you know. They really
just bring Zoe and Buster
and Eva. They love all three of them. I am just like someone who comes along with them at this point, you know.
you're their chauffeur.
Yeah, that's it. Like, if I came by myself, I think they'd be disappointed.
Right.
But no, they're super gracious, super awesome. Eva made her famous bacon, macaroni and cheese, like homemade cheese sauce. Wow. Just awesome.
Yeah.
Pasta so good. And then you add cheese and bacon mm-hmm. on top of that. That's my kind of
meal.
That's
a day. You call it a day after that.
Yeah. It came out so good. Here's the thing. So Kathy texted me and said, hey, dinner's at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 2 weeks went by. He was like, hey, what time's dinner? I'm like, I think it's 1:00.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, man, that's a lot. That's a short amount of time. Okay, so when you get home from the race, I'll start making the mac and cheese because we have Zoe and all this stuff. So we rush through it. Mm. We're thinking we're like a half hour late. Guess what? Dinner was at 3. Eva, super mad. let me preface this by saying the mac and cheese was delicious.
Oh, I bet.
She's like, it's going to be dry now. Now it's been sitting for too long. Yeah. I can't believe you had the time wrong. She rushed like through everything. It came out delicious. But we were an hour and a half early.
There you go. But I'm sure they didn't care because he brought Zoe and Buster.
No, and they were ready, and it's not. Yeah, it's like we got there, and they're like, "What are you guys doing here?"
Yeah,
it was great. It was awesome. But yeah, that little panic mode where we got there and like
no one else,
no other cars were there. Just like, you know, the people that live there. Anna and Rick weren't there yet. Dave's sisters weren't there yet. Like, yeah. So we think we're late. But yeah, so it works out. That's normally how things go.
Yeah.
As soon as we walk in, he was like, Steve got the time wrong.
Yeah.
And the macaroni and cheese is going to be
looking
dry.
Around all paranoid. Yeah. She's like, what did you do?
She's like, next time, just text me the time, you know, because Steve is not prepared for life. I don't do adult very well. I rely on the grace of other people.
Right. There you go.
God has put many great people in my life. I say a lot that God blessed me with amazing parents and then amazing second mothers and third mothers because I needed it.
Well, we're grateful for you too. So.
But anyway, so the morning started with me.
Running.
Yeah. Air quotes for those watching on Facebook Live. Running is a strong word. I would say a fast, brisk walk would have beaten me around the course. So I started off jogging with my friends that run it every year. You know, I'm like, feel good. All right. Then it started going uphill, and I'm like, okay, I definitely did not do enough prep for this.
Now, did you wear any costumes?
I wore my long sleeve shirt that looks like a suit jacket, shirt and tie.
Okay.
So it's a layered ensemble that is a long sleeve shirt. And it's great. My mom actually sent up a Christmas tuxedo t-shirt that I am looking forward to wearing on Christmas this year. That she was like, this is my mom, by the way, who yesterday on the phone with me said, what happened to you getting haircuts? She goes, that picture of you with Zoe on Facebook is adorable, but your hair ruined it.
Like a true mother.
Yep. Things only a mother can say.
Exactly.
The first picture she ever saw of Eva and I, she goes, oh my goodness, she's really pretty. You look homeless. mother could say.
Yeah.
So she sent me a new shirt to run on the Turkey Day race because I've put on a few pounds. And I will have you know, mother, my shirt fit just fine. So I wore the shirt I normally wear.
Yeah.
And not the new tuxedo t-shirt that I will wear on Christmas. But I sent you a new shirt. I'm not sure your other one will fit. Thanks, Mom.
She's very open.
I love you, too. My mom, she listens to every podcast, yeah. So I'm going to get a phone call at some point. Every time she calls me, she's like, have you trimmed your beard? No. Well, I don't normally say anything, but it's getting a little unruly. I'm like, what do you mean you don't really say anything? You say something every time you talk to me.
Has she seen the Who's Worn It Better than you or you from Cornelius?
Yes, because they hit Facebook. Yeah, she's seen it. But she... I love my mom, and I hope this makes her laugh, because she needs some laughs right now.
Yeah.
But it all asks every time, you know, I feel like I raised you better than this. This is just unbelievable. I love you, Mom. Like opening sentence on the phone call the other day. You know, I let you live your life, but what happened to you getting haircuts? So, any of you out there that listen, if your mom has similar conversations with you, you're not alone.
Yeah. Let us know. That'd be funny having people send some mom quotes in.
Hashtag mom quote. I thought you got your hair cut at one point in your life. But anyway, so back to the race. I did better than expected because I am here alive with you.
Grateful
still.
For that.
I did zero prep. I did not run one time since the Tough Mudder. So I did pretty good. I found out that a friend of mine's 9-year-old niece beat me. Yeah.
Well, I bet she's closer to the ground, so she can move faster than.
Yeah, I probably also outweigh her by 200 pounds. Yeah, it was a bit rough. I'm not gonna lie. It was fun though. It's always a good time. There's so many people doing it. It's unbelievable.
Well, to see how much it's grown since the first race, I think there were only like 4 to 7 people that ran in the first one.
Really? Wow, this was like the 81st one or something like that, right? It's just a crazy event, and it's awesome. The safety guy is out there whistling, and I don't know what group it is. Older men who run in plaid shirts and plaid coats and dress pants while drinking beer. But here's the depressing part, right?
Yeah.
So they're running in that. I see them multiple points on the race, stopped, cheering people on, but I never see them pass me. So at some point, they stop for 10 minutes, cheer everyone on, run past me, stop again to cheer everyone on. You know, I think that's...
They were cheering you on. I think that's what they were doing. This guy needs some encouragement.
So it's great, you know. It's just a great event, and a lot of people do it. And, you know, so many people register, and there's only a certain number of people register. There's a lot of people that just jump in without registering. I would, you know, no, who would do that?
Yeah.
You know, you should always register, get your little fancy number, and then, you know.
You got a little souvenir.
Yeah. Because, you know, people who just jump in, that's against the rules. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
don't know where that's coming from. But.
Yeah, no, I never just jump in,
no.
say, at the first corner by the church.
Yeah, yeah.
Not every time. You're
always by the rules.
Yeah, by the rules. So I start, you know.
That's one of these
times,
like you,
one of these times, I'm just gonna jump out right at the beginning right. with like the Olympic guy and just try to keep up with him for as long as I can. You know, 30, 40 inches, I'd be right there.
Yeah. I'm just gonna move aside so when you're struck by lightning, I'm not hit too.
But yeah, so have you ever gone to the road race?
I haven't. I've worked by Highland Park Market where it's by. But we were thinking about doing it this year, but maybe next year we'll
it's an event. There's a lot of people.
They shut down a lot of roads because of that, because of how big it's gotten.
It's hard to get parking even relatively close. I actually normally try to loop around and park on the back streets behind St. James.
Okay.
And I don't want to give away my perfect parking space, but so there's a bridge that I park on that no one ever parks on, I think because they think it's illegal to park on a bridge. I'm always the first car to park on that bridge, and then it fills up.
Right, because you lead by example.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and that's why no one just jumps right into the race. They all register.
Yeah, exactly. They all register.
That's right.
Yep. Eva registered last year, I think, when she ran.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year and the year before. Yeah, Eva's entire family registers and runs as well.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So you have a funny story.
I do. So, like I said, it was very nice to have you guys come over on Friday and hang out with us and have a little Friendsgiving. I'm glad you guys came over on Friday and not on Saturday.
Okay.
Because you know your bat story that you shared a couple episodes ago? You had the bat visitor.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have a bat, but we did have a visitor in our house.
Oh, yeah?
And so, yeah, so Jen went off to save her. She was dropping some stuff off, and I'm just in the kitchen typing away, just kind of doing some business stuff. And something moves, like, just barely in my peripheral vision. And I look, and this mouse had jumped out from behind our refrigerator and jumped back. Like, it freaked out because all of a sudden it's out in the open, jumps back behind the refrigerator.
He didn't see me.
No. And within, a couple seconds, I'm, like, up. I'm barricading the doorways. I'm putting stuff under the doors into our living room, like, dining room, because there's a crack underneath it.
Yeah.
I have no plan B, but I'm just, like, barricading this whole thing, moving the refrigerator out of the way so that, I'm opening up the floor plan.
Yeah.
Mouse is nowhere to be seen. So Jen is due back to be home, like, any minute as I'm upsizing this this whole kitchen, putting everything upside down. So I text her, I go, "We got a mouse.
Oh boy.
I'm taking care of it."
Yeah.
You know, my dad ends up coming over. He puts in some, we found them.
So by "you're taking care of it," you mean your dad was taking care of it?
Well, he had steel wool. I didn't have steel wool. So I did have, because our friend Jackie over at Conyers Hardware Store helped me out and was able to find me one of those Sonic air thing, like the sonic sounds for the pest control.
Yeah.
So I ended up plugging one of those in. He came in and he helped jam in some steel wool and where they could be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up putting down some mouse traps. Jen wasn't happy about that.
Glue? Which one did you go with? Glue, snap traps? What were you going
with? I'm not sure. It was one that my dad brought over.
Is it like a little thing that they go into and then you just throw the whole thing away? I'm experienced in the mouse trapping because I've had mice here and, you know.
Yeah.
Welcome to home ownership.
Yeah, yeah. It's very eye-opening. So we were going to a concert that night, and we had reset everything. The mouse was nowhere to be seen, and I was pretty sure it was under the oven, but there was no chance of us moving that. So we said, well, if it ran down that hole, it's all blocked out. It's not coming back. But I said, if we come back from this concert and it's still in the house, we're going to find it.
Yeah.
So we came back from the concert, we open up the cupboard door, and the mouse trap's upside down, and the mouse is nowhere to be seen. It outsmarted the trap.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah, well, turns out it did get hit by it, so Jen ends up getting on some work gloves. I'm holding the door shut because they still prop open a little bit. And so she scooches down to grab it. It runs between our legs, and now this thing's running through our house. It's injured. It's leaving a trail. And so we're being horrible hockey goalies trying to block this thing. It's still getting around us. Finally, I use a door. It runs. There's some space between the door and the wall. We catch it between that.
Yeah.
She goes in with her gloves, scoops it up. She's angry at me beyond belief. Carries it out into our backyard, lets it go, and she goes, "We are going with humane capture from now on." So
that they come back with that, by the way.
They do.
I am pro inhumane traps.
Yeah. So she's watching right now. Sorry, she's everybody. Shaking her head, but. But yeah, that was our adventure Saturday night. So I was super glad that you didn't get to witness that with Zoe in the house on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. That
was why big. I was like, oh my God, if that happened Friday with Zoe, we would never hear from them again.
No, yeah, you would, because you would hear the story of the first time Eva like watched my house while I was out of town. We were dating for like a month and a half. And I went away for like two solid weeks, once at Dave Retreat and then mission trip. Mm. And so I either gave her a key or gave her the code to the garage. And I was just like, you just bring my mail in. You know, Buster was at the pickets, but, you know, you're welcome to stay here if you want. Yeah. I think she was still living with her parents at the time. And I was just like, I won't be home and just want to make sure everything's okay. Like 2 days into me not being here. She comes in, there's like a smell. A mouse had died under my sink.
Yeah.
So she had to clean out, like, it like died in a vase.
Oh.
And like a soda bottle or something was under there. I kept my bucket of recycling under the sink. And so, like
I thought it climbed up into like a flower vase with flowers in it.
The vase and the bucket of like glass recycling was under the sink, glass and plastic recycling under the sink. And so the mouse died in two mouse died in the bottle, another one died in a vase. And she cleaned it all up. Didn't tell me about it until I got back. And I'm like, you're still here.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't been dating that long. No. Like, you know, all the signs along the way that she's a keeper.
Yeah, exactly. But she was willing to clean it up and not text you.
Immediately. You won't believe. Yeah, or just, like, leave it and be like, I'm never seeing this guy again.
Right.
she's stuck with me.
Yeah.
She's probably, when she listens to this, she's going to have, like, flashbacks about the whole thing. So that's a fun story about mice. And we get them here. They come in through the garage here. So if you set your traps in the areas before they get to your main living space, that's your goal.
Yeah.
I had a mouse that was literally eating the peanut butter off of the traps and not triggering the traps.
Mm-hmm.
I was, what? I feel like I breathe on this trap. Right, it snaps down. This Houdini of a mouse is eating all of the peanut butter. but anyway. Yeah, mice are tenacious. Crazy. Yeah. Music.
So segueing very nicely into the holiday season. Last Friday, Mark Martel, who was in the band down here, little independent band, came out with an EP called The First Noel. Also, this Friday, tomorrow, another Christmas album comes out from the Planet Shakers called Christmas Volume 1 EP. Not a lot of releases coming up as we head towards Christmas, because a lot of the Christmas albums have already come out. But looking ahead to next year, Ren Collective, a band from Ireland, has their album coming out January 19th called Good News. And Michael W. Smith has his new project coming out in February called A Million Lights.
Man, he's just constantly working.
And he's 60. He turned 60 this year.
Holy moly.
If you listen to his music, he's still putting out great pop music that is sounding current to today's trends.
Yeah.
If you look at his pictures, it's like, how's this guy 60? He looks like he's
and he
like
just
40.
Continues to evolve and collaborate with current up and coming artists. He signs a lot of up and coming artists, people that he's a fan of. He's like, I'm a fan of your music. Let me help you out.
I'm sure that helps him stay young, too.
Yeah, and feel young. You know, and just the support, and to know that there's a guy like that in the business. Yeah. That's just great. Yeah. Yeah.
So, good? Yeah.
Awesome. That's music. Now let's get to the Bibble.
The Bibble.
All right. So, this is one that some people are probably familiar with.
Fisher of Men, right?
Yep. Okay. 18 through 22. Okay. Here we go. Matthew 4, 18. As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. Casting a net into the sea, they were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The word that always sticks out to me, immediately.
Mm. No hesitation.
Yeah.
No. And that was what they were making money from. You know, yeah. they did that fishermen. For a living.
In mending their nets, super tedious, time-consuming yeah. job that was completely necessary to their work.
Mm-hmm.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And for them to just see the Lord and know mm-hmm. that they need to go to him. Just to leave their things immediately and go,
mm-hmm.
without question. I always think, what was Zebedee thinking?
Yeah.
excuse me.
Yeah.
I still need help. but he must have known too, because nowhere in there does it say, like, Zebedee said,
yeah.
Where are you going? What Hold happened?
On. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in this scripture, it doesn't say that. It just says they immediately left their nets and followed him. You know, so it's just crazy, you know, think about it like that. But Jesus, you just knew that about him. He called to them and said, come with me. And they're like, yep.
All right.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
because they knew. So it kind of fits well with our saint of the day. Our saint of the day felt the calling and followed Jesus. And like many others, he met an untimely end where he was a missionary priest. After he was ordained, he, you know, became a missionary priest and went to Vietnam.
Mm.
And he went to Vietnam to spread Christianity and the Catholic faith. So he was almost immediately arrested in Saigon, Vietnam, right? And was martyred.
Mm.
And he was actually canonized recently, 1988. I mean, that's not like 2 years ago, but that's not like
within the
400s.
Within our lifetime.
Absolutely. And so John Paul II canonized him in 1988. So it's really cool. Think about like modern day martyrs. And he was martyred in the 1900s, 1935.
Mm.
So pretty recently.
Yeah.
You know? So another saint up in heaven watching out for us. Saint Joseph Marchand.
Marchand.
Yep. Saint Joseph Marchand, a martyred priest in Vietnam.
Very good.
Yeah.
So for our news of the weird, we have a story about a musician who was having a little bit of fun. He's from Israel and found out that he could get his car windshield wipers to play a violin. So there's a video of it. It doesn't do our listeners any good, but it shows, and I'll show you the picture here, but he's basically got the windshield wipers set up.
And, so he didn't take the wiper off.
No, he's got the windshield wipers going in full action.
And so he like hooked a stick
to the
bow.
And then a string on the other side. And it looks like it's set up by the window of the car door. And he's got the violin propped up on the side view mirror of the vehicle.
That's nuts.
He's got so much time on his hands.
Yeah. Who thought of this? Like, who goes, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to somehow tape a violin to my car, hook a stick to the bow, and play the violin.
Yeah. It took some fiddling around, that's for sure.
Very punny. So, if anyone out there has any more stories of people using their cars to play instruments, let us know. But in all seriousness, we started off the episode asking for prayers. If you need anything for us to pray for, you need us to shout it out there, any of that, just let us know.
Yeah.
You know, we have our confirmation classes coming up this weekend.
Kicking off the season of Advent.
Kicking off the season of Advent. So we'll say prayers there at our class. We can bring them up there. We can bring them up here on the podcast. We want to hear from you guys. So steve@baconsmiles.com for email. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can message us right here on the Facebook live stream. You can message us on the Facebook page. So you can find us in many different ways, but we want to hear from you. If you got topics you want us to talk about other than me almost dying in the road race or my mom making fun of me, we can talk about a lot of different things. So, you know, reach out.
Very good.
We'd love to hear from you. But anything from you?
No, just have a great Advent season, and looking forward to joining you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. The music is getting louder. As always, thanks so much for listening. Keep smiling, and God bless.